Blog Talk Radio.
We were blessed to have some really awesome R&B musicians.
We had Felton Pilot, who was headed up the group Confunction, actually did some production work on the album, and it was a pleasure, man, because all of these guys that I had grown up idolizing kind of came and stepped into the picture and really got involved. They really wanted to do something that involved praising the Lord, which was awesome. We got a chance to do some stuff with the saxophone player from Confunction, Ron Mouton, with a guitar player by the name of Tony Duane, who's played with some of the best in the business. And we just really got blessed. We really got blessed. Did the drummer from The Whispers, Dante Roberson, is on the album. The musical director for The Whispers, Grady Wilkins, produced one of the songs I think that you have there called He Lives. So I got blessed, man. I went in and I laid down some tracks, and then God began to send musicians from everywhere, and they came in and they did their thing, man, and it just turned out really well. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I listened to He Lives. That was like one of the first tracks I downloaded when I got it from you, and I listened to it. I started jamming, man. I got up, started jamming, and I said, I'm going to play one more gig because I must like this. I'm watching the basketball game. I'm watching the playoffs. And I'm listening to you. I'm jamming. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, so I'm going to start with the song, He Lives. This is Michael Nelson. He Lives.
Your
Michael Nelson, He Lives. I almost played it again and said skip the audio. Almost played it again.
Seriously.
I like that song, man. That song is bad.
All right.
And I suggest it be your next single. I'm suggesting right now. I don't want no credit. I'm just trying to tell you. You need to put that out as a single for real. Am I right,
okay.
DJ?
You are absolutely right.
All right.
That's
absolutely
right.
That song is hot.
All right.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing your music? I know you said you started when you were 12, but how long you actually just started performing in front of, you know, audiences, and what audiences have you performed for?
So I actually have a long history of performing in front of folks. Like I said, I started at a young age in a church, and I used to sing with some a cappella groups. The first notable a cappella group I sang with was a group called Joyful Noise, and we did actually quite a few things. We opened for the Winans. We performed on the Arsenio Hall show back in the day.
I'm getting ready to say I remember that group.
Yeah. So we were blessed to do some things, and then after that I began to that's when I began to explore recording on my own, and I was doing some R&B stuff then, and you know, running around and not really sure what I wanted to do in my life, but eventually what happened is I was at church and I was singing, and a guy I had been seeing at church for years came up to me and told me that he was the bodyguard for Ali Woodson of the Temptations, and that Ali needed someone to sing in his group. One thing led to another. I had just put out an a cappella CD, and he took him the CD, and Ali asked to meet me, and I went and met with him, and after meeting with him in San Francisco, I began to rehearse with him weekly. I would go from Northern California to Southern California and rehearse with him in his garage, and I ended up going on the road with Ali Woodson and the Emperors of Soul. For about a year, we performed across the United States and even did a gig in Beijing, China. Which was really a blessing because he was one of my idols, you know. That boy could sing, and God rest his soul, you know, he just passed away not long ago. But so I did that, man, and then after that, I began to kind of flounder a bit, not really sure what I wanted to do, and eventually I began to make a decision to start to live for Christ once again. And once I did that, things just kind of started to line up. I began to sing in my church, and I was satisfied with that, but still knowing that I wanted to do some music, and I was approached by Von King of VK Records, and initially he just wanted me to do something for him. You know, he had some music. He had been in the business before and had kind of backed out, and he had some stuff he wanted to remake, and he asked me if I would help him with it, and I said I would, and after doing one song, he said, hey, I want to do a project with you. And that was the beginning. That was last September. And we sat down and we mapped out what we were going to do and begin, you know, bringing songs to the table. And here we are, man. Here we are. And Nikhail was born.
Beautiful. Speaking of which, and you said many times since we've been talking to you that you did a lot of Acapulco.
Acapulco.
what I'm saying is, through this technology, I could not get Mateo to process through. Give us a little taste, Acapulco, if you would, sir, if you could.
Well, let me just tell you about Nikhail. Nikhail, the word Nikhail is a Greek word, and in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33, the Bible says, Jesus says, in this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And the word that he used for overcome is the Greek word Nikeo. And it means to conquer, to prevail, to walk away with the victory, or to subdue. And that's where Nikhail came from. But the song kind of goes, I am victorious, I have the victory. I have overcome, the sun has set me free. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and I am an heir of he who is the great I am. Nikhail, 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 Nikhail. That's a little bit of Nikhail.
Wow. Wow.
That was great, man. That was great. I'm using it as one of the little intros. Have you know. He gave us a lesson and a commercial all at the same time. I have been the KO. That's cool.
Okay. All right.
So what are your other plans that you have for the CD you're getting out around the United States to put a tour together?
The CD is available now on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com, Napster, Rhapsody, you know, all of the digital sites. And we recently went down to Virginia for the Gospel Music Workshops of America board meeting, and we were able to introduce the album, The KO, to the Gospel Announcers Guild on a cruise. They had a cruise, and I was blessed to be able to perform on that cruise and expose them to the single, The KO. And next week, we'll be flying to New Orleans, Louisiana, to appear on the taping of the Bobby Jones Gospel in New Orleans show.
That's cool.
So, yeah. So God is doing some awesome things, and he's moving the way he moves, and we just trying to stay out of the way and let him do what he does.
To praise you, explain that song. I seen the video, and DJ Mike here was getting ready to preach.
Get on with it, because I'm ready. I'm ready to pass the plate. Go ahead and pass the plate so we can get some collections going over here.
Sister DJ, I'm going to tell you, he was getting ready to preach on this, and I was like, man, I see the video, and I was highly impressed. That's when I first listened to him, and I said, yeah, when Miss CJ said, he's one of my friends on Facebook, and I checked him out. To Praise You, explain that song. So.
To Praise You actually came about, it was at the beginning of the project. We just decided to do the project, and I was up late one night, me and my then 2-year-old daughter, and she and I were just, I was playing my keyboard, and she won't let me play when I'm letting her play, and so we're playing around on the keyboard, and we're just praising God, and my daughter loves to do crazy worship with me, so we're singing, and before I knew it, we were singing, we lift our hands to praise you, we give our hearts to give you praise, and the words to praise you begin to come, and so the word came first, and then I sat down and wrote the melody to praise you, and really what it's talking about is that, when it's all said and done, everything that I do should be either praise or worship to God. My job, I should do as unto the Lord. In my marriage, I need to behave as unto the Lord. I need to always behave as if Jesus is in the room, because he is. So that's where the praise you came from, man. And I try to keep that in mind all the time. You know, I'm not perfect like anyone else. But, you know, when I'm in the flow and I'm flowing in the spirit, then I'm praising God in everything that I'm doing, on my job, when I'm out in public, not just when I'm at church and singing. You know, anybody can be holier than thou at church, but it's when nobody's looking. When you're behind closed doors at the house, You know, it's when you're going through something, you know, and you're feeling some pain you know, and you're by yourself, you know, what do you do then? You know, are you cussing? Are you, you know, what are you doing? You know, are you really honoring God with your life? And so to praise you is about honoring God in everything we do. That's what it's about.
His jacket, his suit coat, and start preaching. That right there, DJ. When he broke it down right there.
That was it. He got
it. Yeah. I can't sing it, but he know what I'm talking about. It was wonderful having you on. Give the people your information so they can get the CD and get to know Michael Nelson a lot better.
Okay, well, here we go. You can go to my personal website, which is nikaomusic.com. That's N-I-K-A-O music.com. There's a link there to CD Baby. You can buy CDs that way. You can go to the record company website, which is vkmusic.com, V-E-E-K-A-Y music.com. You can also get to the music that way. I have a Facebook page under Michael Nelson Music. You can look me up that way. Please hit me up. And then the music, as I said before, is on iTunes, Napster, Rhapsody, MySpace Music, everywhere. So get it today. Download it today.
I appreciate you coming on. And when you got another project you want to promote, give me a holler and let me know, man. But I'm going to buy the CD.
For sure.
Hey, listen, thank you, sir.
All right, man.
And I will be
God
calling
bless.
You.
All right.
Area code 760. Area code 760. You're on ATAZP Live. Z Talk, baby.
What's good with you, man? This is Keepion
Shepherd. Driven
That's
by
right,
passion,
man.
Power, and purpose, jazz saxophonist. But my name for you this evening is K Shep. That's my dog.
Right on, baby.
How you been, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Another day, you know. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. And DJ, right. Meet K Shep.
K Shep, how are you this evening, love?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
Fabulous. Thank you.
Right on.
Okay, I want you to tell people exactly what you do. You're a saxophonist, jazz saxophonist.
Yes.
And I heard the CD, DJ, and it's on slam, believe me. When I say it's on slam, it's on slam. Go on, K-Shep. Tell them about
yourself. Man, you know, in terms of the artistry, the musicianship, we really tried to approach smooth jazz from a different standpoint, from more of an urban standpoint. Smooth jazz currently has gotten kind of soft, kind of call it elevator music. And, you know, it's a lot of people out there, man, who really like to listen to a saxophone and some jazz music, but they need a little bump in the trunk or something like that. So what we did is we tried to come at it from, like I said, an urban standpoint, and we kind of put it in a niche called soul jazz. You listen to the album, and it's going to take you on a journey, something from everything from a couple ballads to something that you may just hear mixed in at the club on Friday night. We went that way just to show the versatility and also just to show, I mean, y'all know how it is. Brother, you in the backyard, you got your barbecue going, and, you know, y'all hanging out or whatever, and every once in a while you want to put on something a little smooth and relaxing that can keep the party going, though. So that's what we tried to do.
This song, Invitation to Groove, is one of the songs that you do want to rear bone with you when you listen to it.
Okay.
How did you come up with that concept for this song?
You know, it was crazy. We got in the studio, and my publicist, Courtney, she'll tell you how things were going. Like, we started out, we were going in one direction, and got to the studio, and my producer's name is Doug Wade. He said, hey, I got something that's real hot, but you got to have an open mind. So I'm like, man, you know, cool, let's do it. So he played the track for me, and instantly, like, you know, the groove just came out. And when I heard the 808s at the end of the song, I'm like, okay, this is something that we can definitely, I mean, you can two-step to it, you can chill to it, you can grill to it. And, man, it was like a natural fit. And I think that song right there kind of pinned my voice. I think every saxophone player has their own voice, meaning that if you put Kirk Whalum, John Albright, Boney James, you put all them cats in a room and put me with a blindfold on, and they started playing, I can tell you which one was which, because I think every horn player has their voice. and Imitation of Groove, I think that kind of pinned my voice as a saxophonist because it brought out everything that I represented, smoothness with a little bit of urban feel and just a real chill mentality.
E.T.R. Shepherd, Invitation to Groove.
Turned it on high.
That's what I want to hear.
That was hot.
Yeah, for sure.
It's hot. It's hot.
Thank you. Thank you. Much love.
You said all my life I've been what people expected me to be, but I realized that doesn't serve a purpose to conform to what the world wants. I got to be me, and I hope to encourage others to do the same. You got to be as smooth as you want to make it. Just elaborate on that. I mean, what did you want the reader to get out of that?
You know what? I'm a church boy. You know, Church of God in Christ, Pentecostal, born and bred. I'm actually an ordained minister in the church. You know what, man? It's just been weird because people tend to put you in a box, you know, artistically. And I'm one that believes that music just doesn't have any boundaries.
Right.
I'm sorry,
did you
say that? Oh, okay.
Go on.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just one that believes that music doesn't have any boundaries, man. So all my life, living in the Southern California area that I live, you've been typecast into certain types of gigs, certain types of music, whether it be gospel, whether it be top 40, you know, old school like Etta James and Frank Sinatra. This album, I really wanted people to know, you know, this is me. This is who I really am. You know, I can do what you want me to do. I can, you know, if you call me out and say we need a Frank Sinatra set, yep, we can bring that. But in terms of who it is that I am as an artist, I needed people to finally recognize who that is. And you know, a lot of times when you bucking against common perception, it's a rough transition. I said I want to make it as smooth as I possibly can, and so that's why this album came about.
Well, I understand. I was raised in a Pentecostal church, too.
Okay,
and I know,
I know the questions
and all that. And my dad's a preacher and how I'm supposed to act, please.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, like you said, you got to be as smooth as you want to make it.
Exactly. So in order to kind of, you know, this album's been long anticipated. So in order to kind of get out there and just say, okay, here it is, I figured we'd hit them smooth, but we also bring, like I said, that urban rough feel to it, just so they can know from this point forward, he can do whatever you need him to do, but when it comes to his music, this is who he is as an artist.
How was it like playing with Omarion?
That was wild because I got to see actually what it was going to be like at the next level. First of all, it was a big letdown for a lot of people because they expected Omarion to come out and lay it down for an hour and a half or what have you, and he came out for about 12 minutes. But in that 12-minute set, that brother put like 6 songs in, remixed them all to death, and I mean, you really left there with your mouth on the floor. And it was just an amazing experience for me because I got to see for the first time up close and personal, like what goes on before a big performance gets on stage.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
Yes.
Upward Bound.
Yes, sir.
Explain that. Because I haven't
Bound,
played
man.
It.
Oh, you ain't heard it yet?
I always leave something to surprise me while I'm listening to it on the show. I listen to Invitation to Groove, and I grew to that about, I guess I wore the MP3 out. So,
okay.
I was so antsy to hear Upward Bound. What is that about?
This was actually my favorite song that we recorded, bar none on the whole album. You talk about having to think, I've had to come outside the box. When I wrote this song, there's so many musical references in it, from jazz to hip hop to fusion to funk and pop. And sitting there, we were writing the song or whatever, and it was literally a process where, I mean, the final take took like 8 hours to do. And when we finally stood back and heard it, it wasn't even mixed yet. We just sat back and we listened to it, and we were like, okay, this right here is something that's going to show the world that, you know, we can chop it up with anybody. We ain't got nowhere to go but up. So that's why we came up with the title Upward Bound, just because the versatility in it, I mean, it may be a little bit, it's just so versatile that anybody who follows jazz music can recognize some of the rudiments that got put in there. And we're like, okay, if you can show, because y'all know how it is. You got a lot of people in the industry that are only there because they connected but not really talented. So
right.
What this song showed, I think it showed a lot of versatility, not only on my end, but the producers and the musicians end, just to show that, hey, these cats can actually play. So from there, we just figured you can't go anywhere else but up. So up or better. Sax that I recorded with, man, and that thing is a battle axe. I couldn't believe like I said, I worked that thing, went through about 9 reads and a couple of Gatorades and some breaks and everything else. But yeah, that's my cut right there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's nice. That's really nice.
That is.
So who are your influences?
Oh, man.
I know you got everybody on there.
No.
No, you know, funny
styles was in that song.
Yeah, no, funny thing is, man, my saxophone-wise, my childhood pastor, his name is Carlton Anderson, he taught me how to play when I was 5 years old, and 6 years old. And then there's a brother named Donald Hayes. He's not a well-known saxophonist mainstream-wise, but he's well-known underground. And then Kirk Whalen, you know, the biggest name everyone knows. And then, but everybody else that I pattern my style and play, they're all vocalists. Stevie Wonder, Ella Fitzgerald, Etta James, Phyllis Hyman is one, Luther Vandross, more currently Music Soul Child. I mean, a lot of times I listen to these cats, and I listen to their runs. Dottie Hathaway was another one. And I'd go pick up the sax and try and mimic the run because I figured I could put that in something that I do. So mainly it's vocalists. That's who I mainly listen to.
That's interesting because I haven't heard it put that way.
I'm a weird cat.
in a good way.
In a good way, but I'm a weird cat.
So, do you plan on going on tour? And where have you performed at before?
You know what? We have the album released in March, and being the recording artist, the artist is new to me because I've always been like a designated hitter. Anybody in this area needs a sax solo and a love song, call him, he'll come lay it down and go home. So I'm getting used to this right now. And we've started in the Inland Empire area of California and San Diego County, and now we're working our way into L.A. County, and we're reaching out to people across the country like yourself in Atlanta, New York, all over the East Coast, trying to get some feelers out there to see if we can officially put a Keithion tour together. So just be on the lookout because it is coming.
And when you come through the A, let me know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're the first person. I got family out there, but you're the first person I'm calling.
For real, man. We need to hook up.
Yes, sir.
For real. The song Closer. And again, like I said, I played the ones I asked you previously when you wanted me to play. You, this is how bad this cat is, DJ. He said, anyone you want. that's when you know you're bad.
You can't really get people to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself, right?
Right.
So,
but that's what
there
he
you
told
go.
Me. So, well, what happened, Courtney sent me 3 cuts, so I just went along with what she picked. You know, I probably would have picked something different, but I went along with what she picked. So that's why I didn't open it up and actually listen to it. I listened to the CD, but I didn't listen to it in depth. So a few songs, like the first one I went to the website. When she hit me up, I heard Invitation, and I was like, whoa. And I heard it 2 times before I hit her back. I said, yeah, he needs to be on the show for real because that's
thank
bad.
You, thank you.
And I knew the rest was going to be bad because I was already feeling the groove. So Closer, explain that to us.
That's actually the single. That's the single that we released for the album, man. And it just every song pretty much has a story. Like I said, the album is telling a story. And Closer, I went through some traumatic experiences. My mom passed away 5 years ago. A woman who was like a mother to me passed away a couple years later, and nothing was adding up right, and I really thought that God had just forgot about me. One of those things, you know, I put so much effort into the things that I do, and then to see nothing materialize, it's a really bad spot to be in if something don't work out and you know you didn't put enough into it, you can accept that. But if you know you put everything you could into something and it still didn't work out, it just, you know, it was like, God, why, you know, what's wrong with me? So when that song came about and I wrote that song, it was basically the voice of God telling me, I know you think I left you, but I'm really closer than I've ever been. And it just got me through a tough time, you know, and that's the explanation of it.
K-Ship, Closer.
Yes, sir.
Sean Shepherd, putting it down on ATAZT. Hey, brother, give me your information where people can get your CD and where they can contact you.
Yeah, the website, keithion.com. That's K like King, E, P as in Peter, H, Y, Y as in Yo-Yo, A-N, N as in Nasty, keithion.com. Go there, check it out. Actually, sign up for the mailing list. You do that, you can download Closer, the track that you just heard, for free. That's just us saying we love you, thank you for the support. Keithion.com. Go to the store section. There's a link for CD Baby and iTunes. The album's available there. Album's also available on Amazon MP3. Download it right to your computer or get the Keithion ringtones on your cell phone. I like that too.
All right. All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Thank you, sir, for coming in. I love the album.
Man.
Very talented. Hey, there's nothing but success going upward for you, brother.
Right on, man. And when I'm in the A, I told you I got family. I got a sister, brother-in-law, aunt, uncle out there, and a cousin. I'm looking you up first, and then we can catch everybody else.
Man,
all right.
I appreciate it. And we will be on the lookout whenever you got something else new. Please contact us and come back on the show.
Yes, sir. Much love, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless y'all. And talk to y'all the next time.
All right.
All right, now.
That was Kay Shep in the house.
I loved it.
Yeah, I know you did, DJ. Jazz is a passion for you.
It did.
And Miss CJ loved it too, I'm sure.
I'm sure she did. We love the same things.
Well, thank you again, DJ, for being on the show. Hopefully next week we got some more artists coming through to show their passion and their artistic views on the way music should be heard right now. Not the same old every day what we hear on the radio.
That's right.
Speaking of which, I'm going to leave it with another beat, one of my beats that we're going to be recording next week in Virginia. Matter of fact, I'll be in Virginia next week, still doing the show, though, DJ. So
I understand. I will be on time. You don't have to tell me.
I'll be talking to you from a hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Somewhere.
All right. Well, whatever
all right.
You have to do.
I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
I love you much. Bye.